Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show. I'm your host, Nicole Cleveland, author of So He Cheated, Now What?, and founder of Breathe Again Magazine. Welcome to September. I cannot believe that we are already in September. Where did the summer go? I'm so serious. We just wrapped up some earthquakes and the Irene storm, and I just came off a vacation, and I want to apologize to anyone that tried to get on the line last week for the radio show, but I took a vacation last week, and I needed to get away, so that's exactly what I did. Me and the family, we went to the Outer Banks, and we had a good time. I unplugged. I wasn't online. I did not check email. I really just enjoyed my family and the time to get away. So I'm excited. It seems like I'm renewed, but I came back to a bunch of stuff, and I'm still playing catch-up. So to God be the glory, to God be the glory. Well, you know, Breathe Again Magazine is an online magazine for women that have overcome adversity in their lives. It's really real-life stories of testimonies of men and women that have overcome different situations. And we post those stories so people will know that they're not alone. We want people to read a story and know that they're not by themselves. Some people really aren't as vocal as myself or some of the guests that I have on this show, and they will get their healing and they'll get their deliverance sometimes from reading an article and knowing that if God be for them, he's more than the whole world against them, and that if God did it for Nicole or if God did it for Sherry or Francine or whomever, then I know he will do it for me too. So I'm excited. I always say I'm excited, but I am. I just am to be in the midst of God's people, and I count it a privilege and an honor to do this, to that he's allowed me to be with you each and every week. Well, Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show, is a moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions. We don't just talk about the bad stuff that happened. We don't want to give glory to the issue or the situation that happened, but we really want to give glory to the victory, how God brought you through or how God allowed you to overcome. And today we're going to do just that. My guest is Sherry Jackson. And Sherry spent years trying to change her husband, which was a drug addict. And we all know Sherry's not alone. We're humans, and at one time or another, we have tried to help someone that did not want our help. And that's hurtful because we love the person, and we want the best for the person, and we spend all our energy trying to make them better. But Sherry's going to share how she overcame that and encourage these listeners out here that may be going through the same thing. So, Sherry, are you on the line?
I am on the line.
Wonderful. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's good to be here.
Great. I am glad that you are here. Sherry, tell the audience and tell the listeners a little bit about Sherry. Who is Sherry Jackson? Where'd you come from? Who are you?
Well, my name is Reverend Sherry Lynn Brown Jackson, originally from a small town in Louisiana, Hammond, Louisiana, that is about 50 miles north of New Orleans. Born and raised there, a professional journalist, and retired from that and in ministry now.
Amen. All right. Now, talk to me about your marriage. How long were you married?
Well, on paper, I was married about 7 years, but I lived through the whole time, 7 years, I was married.
Okay. And when did the drug, when did you notice a change, or was the was
well,
drugs at the beginning of the marriage?
Well, let me set it up and say that not knowing a whole lot about drugs or addicts or anything like that in 1994, although my father was an alcoholic, it was so much different from a drug addict. And so I didn't know about relapses and all of these kinds of things. And crack cocaine is so much powerful.
Yeah.
It's a drug that, of course, I've never been on it, but everything that I hear is that you're always trying to get back to the first time. And it's called chasing, you know, chasing that high, which you will never get back to. So when I met my ex-husband, he was on one of his clean times. And, again,
okay,
not knowing much about drugs and addictions a whole lot at that time, I thought, well, you know, you cleaned for 2 or 3 years. You got it made. And we married May 14, 1994, and by December he was back on the drugs, if he had ever truly left them. But that's when I first noticed.
So May to December, he was clean, basically, that you know of?
That I know of. Enough for to be functional, you know. And, again, being a church girl, he was a church boy. In fact, I met him at church. He was singing.
Mm-hmm.
And under normal circumstances, like I tell everybody, I really wouldn't have ever talked to him because he was not my, you know, my kind at all. But at this particular time, you know, church boy saying the right things to church girl, it happened.
Yeah, and I tell people all the time, a lot of times people say, I'm going to church to get me a man, or I'm going to church to get me a woman, that's where I'm going to look. But we have to be very careful, because we all in church trying to be delivered from something.
From something, certainly. For something.
That's right.
For something.
So how long did you battle with the drug addiction? Because it was both of you battling. He was battling to get the drugs, and you were battling to try to free him or fix him from the drugs. So how long, how many years did this go on?
Well, this basically went on about 7 years. Now, throughout that 7 years, there may have been like 8 months or so of clean time where, you know, it was just doing real, real good. And then all of a sudden, boom, it was, it happened again. And I never knew when it was happening again. You know, it was, it almost just kind of like hit me every time. But again, not knowing much about it, I just didn't know.
Well, fix it up for Sherry. Fix it up for us, because a lot of times people that are ignorant to the fact of drugs and they're not really familiar with the drugs, and then we have a family member that's on the drugs. Some people feel as though it's supposed to be in the movies. They're stealing from you. They're itching and they're doing all of these crazy things that people are like, oh, well, he must not be on drugs because they're not doing those things. But that's not the case.
Well, unfortunately, those things were the case. Many times it was all nothing but God's grace that kept me, because I did not know the danger that I was in. And even the drug dealers knew that I wasn't supposed to be in this kind of situation, because they knew our family. They knew how I had been raised. They knew what I was about. You know, when they did find out who my ex-husband was married to, they was like, wow, you married to him? And but I believe that my life was spared a lot of times, because even the dealers knew that I should not have been, this was not the kind of situation that I was destined to be in. But I need to say this, that people say, well, there were red flags along the way before the marriage, but at that time, 28 years old, my friends were getting married. Hey, it's time for me, too. So, and I thought that three years, this thing must be, he must have it under control, and we can just go on. But that was not the case, and I almost lost my mind.
Well, when you say that you were in danger, what type of danger were you in?
Well, there were people who were coming to my house. At one time I had somebody who backed up a vehicle to my front door, a truck, to take out a floor model TV because my ex had stolen drugs or whatever the case may have been at that time. But as it was, I was out covering a story. So when I got back to my house, I see police. But God had taken me away so I wouldn't be there.
Yeah, he covered you.
He covered me. You know, wake up to tires slashed.
Yeah.
You know, and different things of that nature. So, but I didn't even know these, you know, God kept me because he had another purpose for me.
Yes. Now, there's so many people that are going through this, Sherry, be it a spouse, a friend, a daughter, or a son. How do they let go? How do they turn it around? What was your turning point?
Well, first of all, I must say that I was determined to make this work. My father had been an alcoholic. You know, when my parents, my mom particularly tried to, you know, get me not to do this, get this marriage, you know, I was like, well, you couldn't change my daddy, but I'm going to do this. This is going to work over here. And, of course, that did not happen. And throughout the time, of course, I left. But then being raised in the church, people telling you, oh, baby, you're not supposed to get divorced. But nobody was at my house at the midnight hour when I'm going through this, you know.
Yeah.
And I always say there was nobody in the church who would pull me aside to say, baby, you are not the only one who has ever gone through this. Let me
tell you. Don't get me started there. Don't get me started.
Let me tell you my story. But instead, they made me feel as though I was the only one who had ever gone through any type of situation. Now, of course,
now, Sherry, let me interrupt you right there. Let me interrupt you right there because I think that's so key. Because when I went through what I went through in my marriage, that's what I wanted. I wanted someone to pull me to the side and say, baby, you ain't by yourself. I went through this 10 years ago, or I went through this 30 years ago. But nobody would do that. And it hurt me so bad, and that is why I started Breathe Again magazine, because I don't want no one to feel like they are alone or they're suffering in secret by themselves. So I think what you just said is key. There's so many people. They sit on the pews. They see you going up to the altar every week, crying, snotting, dancing, shouting, screaming, but then they're going home, and then they're talking about you instead of pulling you to the side and encouraging you. Amen.
And the thing about it was I've always been in the public because I was a journalist. I worked at the newspaper, so I had no secrets. Everybody, you know, everybody listened to the radio, police scanners, so they knew when the police was coming and different things of this nature. And I often ask God, why is it? Why am I going through this? Well, number one, because you allow. And you're not going to keep silent. So when the next person comes to you and ask you, you're not going to be ashamed to tell your story.
That's right. That's right.
You're going to do
what others
do.
You don't want nobody
to
feel the same way.
Yes.
That's right.
But you asked me what was the turnaround.
Yeah.
Throughout the years, people had been telling me, there were people who said, Sherry, you need to get out. You need to get out. But it hadn't hit me yet. I hadn't come to that revelation that it was okay for me to leave. But when it came, no one could tell me to stay. You know, I never tell anyone to leave because you might be able to do God may didn't tell you to do that, or you may not be ready. But I do say, when you are ready, you will know, and you will leave everything and leave. Nobody will be able to stop you when you get it in your head to leave.
That's right. That is the truth. Nobody will be able to stop you at all.
Nobody.
Now, I want you to encourage somebody. I want you to talk to that individual that may be listening now or may be that will listen to the archive. I want you to encourage them, and I want to give you this one comment. One of the listeners in the chat room, Laurie, she says she understands about people not understanding, and her mother-in-law was on drugs. She also says people sit in the pews as if all is perfect, which adds to the feeling of I'm alone and no one understands. So I want to just say thank you, Laurie, for that comment, because you're not by yourself. There's so many people feel that way. But, Sherry, I want you to take the next 2 minutes or so to encourage somebody that is holding on, just thinking that they're going to change that individual, but nothing has happened, and they don't want to let go because they love them so much. I look at it like sometimes there's a son or there's a daughter out there, and they keep enabling that son or their daughter, and they don't know how to let go because they love them. How do you encourage them?
Well, first of all, I must reiterate and continually to do so to say you are not alone, that there has to be at least one somebody in your church, in your community, in your family, in your neighborhood who will tell you you are not alone. Surely God is there, but every now and then you want to be in the presence of another person who will encourage you. I am here to say you are not alone and that you can't make it. And just because you leave does not mean that you don't love that person. You will love them enough to take your hands off of them and let God do what he's going to do. Because as long as you've got your hand on them, you will not be able to do it. I will also want to emphasize that you got to love you more than you love that addiction that the other person. Now, I know you might say that's selfish, but that is not. You must save yourself. And I did have someone to tell me this. Some will live while others die, and you want to be the one to live. You want to be the one to live. And it's okay. It's okay. And a lot of women stay because they don't believe that they can make it, when the truth of the matter is you've been making it all along. Because 9 times out of 10, the person that's addicted is not a productive person. They're not bringing finances. They're taking away from you.
Yeah. So you want people to know that they are not alone. They are not by themselves, and they can make it because they've been making it this entire time. That is good information. That is good. And I want you to continue doing what you're doing. I want you to just be encouraged. And you are a minister. And where are you a minister at? What area are you at, Sherry?
I am in Alexandria, Louisiana, St. Matthew Baptist Church in Alexandria, Louisiana, and I am currently writing my memoirs based on this whole time in my life, not built to break. So just keep looking out for it because it's coming soon.
Oh, I love it. Not built to break. Love it, love it, love it.
Not
make
built
sure
to
you
break.
Hit me up when it comes out. I want to give a shout out to Charvette Mitchell. She is in the chat room as well. She is the lovely host of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. I love her, love her. And she designs websites. So if you need a website, please hit her up as well.
Okay.
Sherry, give your contact information. Somebody listening may not want to talk to me in regards to this because sometimes it's very shameful and people are embarrassed. What is your email address so they can contact you directly?
Certainly. My email address is Sherry, that's S-H-E-R-R-I, L as in Larry, B as in boy, jackson@gmail.com.
Wonderful. Well, this has been a blessing. You have encouraged those people that are hanging on. And I want to say this last thing. When you were talking about living, you be the one to live and not die, something
yes.
popped in my spirit, dropped in my spirit, and someone told me one time about two people sinking in the ocean, and you're trying to pull somebody up, and they pulling you down, and sometimes you just really have to let them go. You got to let them go. And they got
to
sink or swim.
And you have to know that it's okay.
Yeah, that's the hard part, though. But God bless you, and thank you so much for joining
us
today, Sherry.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome.
To hear my story.
Praise God, praise God. Well, you've been listening to Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show. I'm your host, Nicole Cleveland. We just had a wonderful discussion with Sherry Jackson. She has really encouraged the listeners in regards to being married to an addict and how to overcome that and how to save yourself. So to God be the glory. Don't go away. We'll be right back. We're coming back with Francine Humphreys, and she is the founder of Issues Concerning Women. Did he cheat and you don't know what you're going to do? Are you struggling with rebuilding trust? If not, then you know someone that is. So He Cheated, Now What? By Nicole Cleveland is one woman's personal testimony of overcoming an affair in her marriage, an affair that produced a child. No, it's not about catching a cheating spouse or six ways to get him back or 12 ways to find out if he's cheating. It's all about forgiveness and moving past the pain into her purpose. Visit SoHeCheated.com or call 757-404-1582. Welcome back. We are in the show. I've just had a wonderful conversation with Sherry Jackson. Next up is Francine Humphreys. She is the founder of Issues Concerning Women. Francine, are you on the line?
Yes, I am, Nicole.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Francine is a Friends Network member. Charvette Mitchell is a Friends Network member. And they help support the magazine. They help us do what we do. And in exchange, we promote what they do because they are women business owners making it happen in the kingdom of God. So, Francine, talk to me about Issues Concerning Women. What exactly is it?
Issues Concerning Women is an organization that I founded in 2007 to help empower women, to give them a voice where they otherwise might not have one. With Issues Concerning Women, it might not always be a bad issue. It could be something that's positive, but we want to be a voice in the community, reach out to others, help them get what they need, empower them, and encourage them to move forward in their lives. And all the principles that I use can be applied to their life, their business, or their career. So I'm really excited about Issues Concerning Women, and we're doing some great things in the community, and we're just looking forward to this year ending, and we don't want to rush the year, but we've got some wonderful things going on. We're opening our first independent living home in October, so we're excited about that. So, yes, we are connecting families with business and then with the community.
I love it. And you've been in business for how long?
I've been in business since 1996.
With Issues Concerning Women?
No, with Issues Concerning Women, I started that organization in 2007. My first business was Marcine Designs,
where I organize
and do events. Yes.
Okay. And Issues Concerning Women has been in the community for the past 3-4 years. And I know around Thanksgiving time, you give out baskets of food and turkeys. You have helped people to help pay their bills. You have really connected the dots. And just like the conversation we just had with Sherry, sometimes a woman or man, you know, but right now we're talking about women, sometimes they don't want to leave an abusive situation or a bad relationship because they have nowhere to go, and they contact you, and you kind of connect the dots for them. You find shelter for them and things of that nature. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, absolutely. In Issues Concerning Women, the group that we sponsor, and we try to let people know that just like Ms. Sherry said, you're not alone. So we have community awareness night where we just, you can come out and discuss different things. We pick different topics so that if you do need help, you don't feel like we're picking on you. So if you're a, let's say, a victim of domestic violence, we may be talking about that there at the program, but we'll also talk about other issues like low self-esteem and depression and then how to make life changes. So whatever your need is, you're able to get pamphlets and then connect with someone once you feel safe. Because a lot of times women, as women, we don't want to connect because we don't want to put our stuff out there. We don't want people to know that we're in a domestic violence situation or that we're depressed. There are so many people that are going through depression right now because of the economy.
Yes.
And so as the leaders in the community, we want to reach out to them and let them know that you are not alone, that we are there for you to help you, and that they need to take care of themselves because that seems to be the problem. When we're dealing with different issues, low self-esteem, depression, that you are the caretaker most of the time for somebody else. You're taking care of your family and doing all the things that you can do. Yes, we can be superwoman, but we also have to take care of ourselves, and that's the piece that is missing. We're exhausted, we're angry, and a lot of times we're empty, and we feel like it's just me, but it's not. You are not alone. We are there to help you.
I love it, love it, love it. That is wonderful. You are doing big things in the community. And what area are you in, Francine?
I'm in Virginia Beach, Virginia, but I am also on Blog Talk Radio, so I'm global. So I get women and men all over the world that connect with me through the radio show and leave the messages, and then I'm able to connect back with them through the Internet. And we're very excited about what's going on, and we just want to be there to help, not just in Virginia Beach, Virginia, but all over the world.
Yeah, we want women to know that, you know, we don't want to know about your business. My husband says it best. He says, I don't need to know about it. I just need to pray about it. You know, we're we're not in this to actually, you know, find out what this person is going through and that person is going through to be up in people's business. But we just want to help to let people know that they are not alone. So I commend you for what you're doing. And put the plug out for your radio show. When is it on? I know it's on tonight, but let them know how they can listen.
Okay, tonight the radio show will be airing at 9:30 because in 30 minutes I will be in Chesapeake for a networking event. So you can go to blogtalkradioshow.com/ICW at 9:30 tonight. A lot of times I do it live on location, but because of the area that I'm going to be in, that might create a problem. So normally my show is 8:30 every Thursday night Eastern Standard Time, and you just go to blogtalkradio.com/ICW, and you can connect with the show. Or you can just call me at 757-567-6734, and I'll be more than happy to talk to you and give you directions on how to connect with me on issues concerning women, the radio talk show.
Wonderful. Now, what else do you have coming up? I know you got a lot of things down the pike, so give me two or three that you got going on. I'm excited for you because I know if God did it for you, he's going to do it for others. So talk a little bit about what you got going on.
Okay. September the 16th, we have the Executive Business Luncheon, which is going to be at the Holiday Inn in Norfolk. It's actually on the borderline, Norfolk, Virginia Beach, Virginia, and that is from 11:30 to 2 p.m. And with that particular luncheon, we are working on a business challenge. So we're asking that new businesses and existing businesses get together and apply for this. It's a small grant that we're going to give, and we're raising money for that to give out $250 to the best 5-minute presentation. We have to limit it to about 5 different companies, but we're excited about that. And then also the opening of the independent living home is going to be in October. And then the other great event that I'm also a part chairman on is the Family Business and Community Expo, which is the week of October the 2nd through October the 8th. And that's going to be a Virginia Beach Convention Center. So we're excited.
And all of that will be on your website?
Yes, it will.
And give them your website?
Issuesconcerningwomen.com. So it's just like it sound, ISSUESCONCERNINGWOMEN.com.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Francine. Thank you so much for those that are in the chat room, Laurie and Charvette and all of the guests. God bless you for joining us tonight. And remember, it's never goodbye. Until next time.
Thank you, Nicole.